Learn to make full use of time. During one of my lessons, my piano teacher asked how much practicing I was doing. I said 3 or 4 hours a day. Do you practice in long stretches, an hour at a time? I try to. Well, don't, he exclaimed. When you grow up, time won't come in long stretches. Practice in minutes, whenever you can find them. 5 or 10 before school, after lunch, between chores. Spread the practice through the day and piano playing will become part of your life. When I was teaching, I wanted to write, but recitations, theme reading and committee meetings filled my days and evenings. For 2 years, I got practically nothing down on paper, and my excuse was that I had no time. Then I recalled what my piano teacher had said. During the next week, I conducted an experiment. Whenever I had 5 minutes unoccupied, I sat down and wrote 100 words or so. To my astonishment, at the end of the week, I had a sizable manuscript ready for revision. Later on, I wrote novels by the same piecemeal method. Though my teaching schedule had become heavier than ever, in every day there were idle moments which could be caught and put to use. I even took up piano playing again, finding that the small interval of the day provided sufficient time for both writing and piano practice. There is an important trick in this time-using formula. You must get into your work quickly. If you have but 5 minutes for writing, you can't afford to waste 4 chewing your pencil. You must make your mental preparations beforehand and concentrate on your task almost instantly when the time comes. Fortunately, rapid concentration is easier than most of us realise. I confess, I have never learned how to let go easily at the end of the 5 or 10 minutes. But life can be counted on to supply interruptions. My piano teacher has had a tremendous influence on my life. To him, I owe the discovery that even very short periods of time add up to all useful hours I need, if I plunge in without delay.